Alright, Shavuot, say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Yud Beis. We're actually starting right at the top of the Mishnah. Shir this morning is dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Paul's parents, Shmuel ben Zachariah, Sarah ben Avram, Zichron LeBrach. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, in the Shamas we'll have an Aliyah and the family Einich. Shavuot, say with that, let's begin. Ein Podin. So let's remember again, we're still in the subject of Pidyon Peter Chamor, at least, today is our last full blot day in this Perek Yemersim. Tomorrow we'll have just a little bit of Amud Aleph. But again, so we've really been getting into the details concerning the halachos of redeeming firstborn donkeys. So the Mishnah says as follows, in Podin, lo be'egel v'lo be'chaya. So one is not permitted to go ahead and redeem a firstborn donkey with an eagle. So it's an eagle is a calf. Chaya is a non-domesticated animal. Lo b'shchuta v'lo b'treifa, not with a shchuta, right? Shchuta Rabosei means a slaughtered animal, right? V'lo b'treifa, not with a treifa. Rabosei, I want to point out why this Mishnah is a novelty. Well, actually, let's finish up first. Lo b'kilayim v'lo b'koy. You cannot go ahead and redeem a chamor with kilayim, which means a crossbred animal, or a koi. So we'll say, remember again, Rashi points out over here is koi, safek chaya, safek bim. We had machlokis back in Chulin. We had a machlokis about what a koi is. Rashi is defining it as an animal that is a safek chaya or a safek behima. Rabbi Eliezer mater bikelayim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you can go ahead and be poda. You can redeem the donkey with kilayim, with a crossbreed. Now Rashi is defining over here the crossbreed animal as a tayish haba al harochel, that it's a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep. So the Tanakhama says you can't use that for pidyon peter chamor. Rabbi Eliezer says you can. Why? Mipnei shehu seh. Because he says it's good enough because it's in the family. It's in the family. But you cannot redeem with a koi. Ultimately, again, because the koi is a suffix. Nos nula koin. We'll say if ultimately, again, you gave the donkey to the koin. In a koin, rashi lekaimo ad sheyafish se tachtov. The koin himself, see, I both say, even if you go ahead and you give the donkey to the koin himself is not permitted to go ahead and maintain it until he goes ahead and actively separates out a sheep instead of it. Look at Rashi. Nasna la koin apetra chamar. So we'll discuss in the Gemara what this actually means. That even the koin ultimately is not permitted to go ahead and hold on to the petra chamar until he actively goes ahead and separates out a set instead. And I will say, so just already pointing out, based on yesterday's daf, so the novelty over here in this sugya is what? The novelty is that halacha lemaisa, we pointed out yesterday that seh is a kula, right? The ability to redeem a peter chamor with the seh is a kula. What was the kula? Now remember, halacha lemaisa, the seh can be worth any amount, and yet you could still use it for pidyon peter chamor. Masha'in kein, if you use any other item, You have to use an item that has the same value as the chamar. So we, based on yesterday's sugya, we would have assumed that pretty much anything is permissible for the use of pinyon peter chamar. The Mishnah is coming to limit that and to tell us that indeed that is not the case. These items mentioned here cannot be used for pinyon peter chamar. So also here we go. Masnis and money. And also you're going to see an incredible tie-in in this sugya. Whose opinion does our Mishnah reflect? Ben Bagbagi. Our Mishnah reflects the view of Ben Bagbag. Disanyo, Ben Bagbag Omer, Ne'emar Khan, listen to how amazing this is. Ne'emar Khan se, Ve'ne'emar Lahalon se. It says over here by Pidyon Peter Chamor se, and it says by Karban Pesach. Incredible. Right? Second day after Yom Tov. Right? It says over here by Pidyon Peter Chamor se, and it says ultimately by Karban Pesach se. So we'll say, so what do we learn from that? So we're making a gzeirah shava, essentially between pidyon peter chamor and Pesach. What's the nature of that gzeirah shava? Prat l'chol hashem osalalu. Just like by Korban Pesach, you cannot use any of the animals mentioned in the Mishnah. Afkan prat l'chol hashem osalalu. So too by pidyon peter chamor. Ultimately, again, you cannot use any of the animals mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara's understanding over here, that just like set by Korban Pesach, comes to limit and exclude the type of animal that you use for actual Karban Pesach. So to sa by Pidyon Petar Hamar also comes to limit the type of sa that is permissible for use in redemption. I says the Gemara, if that's the case, Imal Lahalan Zohar Tamim Uben Shana, if that's the case, the Rebbe said they were going to go ahead and learn out the seh for Pidyon Petar Hamar from the seh of Karban Pesach, that I would limit the seh of Pidyon Petar Hamar even more. Because why? The seh of Pesach, Rebbe said, is Zohar, has to be a male, Tamim, unblemished, Uben Shana, and a year old. Af Kan Zohar Tamim Ben Shana. So I would say the same thing over here. Maybe the seh by Pidyon Petar Hamar also has to be what? Zohar, male, Tamim, unblemished, and 1 year old. But I will say we know that's not true, right? We know for a fact that Halacha L'Maisa, we saw this was yesterday's daf, that when it comes to the set of Pidyon Petach Hamar, what kind of set can you use? Anything. Talmud Lomar, Tifte. There's Rabbi Osei, the Pasuk points out that what? That Halacha L'Maisa, the Pasuk by, the Gemara points out, the Pasuk by Pidyon Petach Hamar says, Tifte, you shall redeem it, Riba. So Rabbi Osei uses the Lashon of Tifte, redemption, twice. That double lashon comes to include other forms of animals. E tifte riba afilo kohani nami. If that's the case, that tifte is a ribuy, comes to include your license to use all types of animals. Im kein, so we'll say then what? Then I don't understand. This should include all of the animals mentioned in the Mishnah as well. Im kein, so kohani nami. If that's the case, so we'll say then why should the animals listed in the Mishnah be excluded from use for Pidyon Petach Hamar? Because Imkain sa my ahanile. Because we'll say, if not, then what good or what benefit does the Gzir Shava of sa really have? So we'll say it's actually quite interesting. So what's happening over here is as follows. Essentially, we have two drushas that create a little bit of attention that allow this halacha to kind of wind up a little bit in the middle. On one hand, we learn out the halachos of the sa from Pidyon Petach Hamar from the sa of Karban Pesach. Just like the animals mentioned in the Mishnah ultimately cannot be used for Karban Pesach, so too they cannot be used for Pidyon Petach Hamar. Aye, but lest you think that what? That all of the limitations of the Sev Karban Pesach should be applied to the Sev Pidyon Petach Hamar, the Torah has a ribuy of tifte, a double ashon tifte, which teaches me that what? That ultimately, again, the Sev that is used for Karban Pesach ultimately is more, excuse me, the said use for Pidyon Petach Hamar includes a more expansive list of sheep than the set usable for Karban Pesach. That's the drasha. Good. Iboilu. So we'll say the Gemara asks the kasha. Mahu liftosa beben pakua. We'll say this is great. We're going to get a little bit of a review of Chulin. Can you redeem the Pidyon Petach Hamar with a ben pakua? So remember again, what's the ben pakua? The ben pakua means the animal. You shecht an animal, you shecht the mother, you open up the mother, and there is a living baby in there. The baby comes out, right? Baby jumps around. What's talocha ben pakua? You can eat that animal without shechita. Right? You can eat that animal without shechita. So it's like, can you go ahead and use a ben pakua to redeem a petar chamar? To which the Gemara says, let's analyze this. Alibud Rabbi Meir lo tibay lecha. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's not a shaila. Why not? So remember again, there was the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a ben pakua requires shechita. Right? Pretty much any time that animal sets its feet on the ground, ultimately again, it requires its own shechita. So if it requires its own shechita, then what? Then it is its own being. If it's its own being, then of course it can be used to redeem Petar Chamar. So Kiti Bailuch, I'll say, where does the Shaila come up? Ali b'dirabanan, the Omni Shchitas ima mitaraso. So I'll say, the Shaila does come up according to the Rabbanon, who say, that a Ben Pakua does not require its own Shchita, rather it is Nitar with the Shchita of its mother. So here we go. So do we say, Kibisra b'dikula dami? Do we say that what? It's like, since it's already geshacht, essentially, since it's already shechted, it's pretty much like meat in a pot. And I will say, can you redeem a petach hamar with meat in a pot? No, that's one of the exclusions in the Mishnah. So do we say that since ben pakua is like it's already shechted, it's not an animal, it's not a seh, right? What is it? It's meat. And if it's meat, it can't be used for redemption. O dilma, kevan dahashta miha ra'it va'azil seh karina bay. Or do we say that, look, at the end of the day, right now, what is it doing? jumping, prancing, you know, whatever sheep do, right? It's jumping around. Therefore, what? It's called a set. But it's like, you know what's happening over here? It's actually quite interesting. The tension over here is, do we define it halachically, or do we define it in a metziyistic way, right? So if you define it halachically, according to the Rabbanon, it's meat. It's meat. It's not an animal. The definition of an animal is something that's alive. This seh is halachically already considered to be shechted. Or do we define it by the metzias? The metzias is it's running around. So Rabbi says, so remember again, this is not a food. This is not a food question, because alt food is considered to be shechted. This is just for pinyon peta chamar. Do we look at it that it's running around and therefore its life could be used or not? The Gemara says as follows. So the Gemara says, Marzutra Amar ain podin, but Ravashi Amar podin. Marzutra says you cannot use the ben pakua, and Ravashi says you can use the ben pakua. Amarli Ravashi le Marzutra. So Ravashi said to Marzutra, so remember, Ravashi says, who says you can use the ben pakua, says, to Marzutra says, you can't use the ben pakua. What's your problem? My daitech, diyalfis mi pesach. Oh, both say, watch this. Marzutra says, I'll tell you why you can't use the ben pakua. Because both say, what are we back to? We're back to se. Remember the gzir shava. From petach hamor to carbon pesach, that se teaches you that what is usable for a carbon pesach is going to be usable ultimately for pinyon petach hamor. A ben pakua is not usable for Karban Pesach, but is usable ultimately again, a Ben Pakua is not usable for Karban Pesach. Therefore, Marzutra says, it's not usable for Pinyon Petach Hamor either. To which Ravashi will say, well, if that's the case, Imal Lahalan Zachar Tamim Uben Shana, Afkan Zachar Tamim Uben Shana. So says Ravashi to Marzutra, but Marzutra, if you're going to take that set drasha the whole way, then we should say that just like by Korban Pesach, you have to use an animal that's male, unblemished, and a year old, so too for Pinyon Petach Hamor, you should have the same qualifications. No. That's Tifta Riba. Also, you have the double lashon of Tifta, which comes to include other forms of sheep which are usable for Pinyon Petach Hamor. I.e. Tifta Riba, Afilu Ben Pakua Nami. So one second, says Ravashi, exactly. So why can't Tifta come to include a Ben Pakua as well? To which Rav Ashi will respond, to which Marzutra will respond, im kein se my ahanile. So we'll say, so Marzutra understands that the Gzer Shafa of se comes to limit. Se comes to limit the type of se that's used, and according to Rav Ashi, according to Marzutra, it comes to exclude Ben Pakua. We'll say, how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskins that Ben Pakua is usable for Pinyon Peter Chamor. That's how we paskin. Halach l'maisi, you want to use a ben pakua to redeem your firstborn donkey? Absolutely okay. Good. Weiter. Ibai luhu. Mau liftos benidna. We'll say another interesting case. Can you go ahead and redeem the piyon petach hamar with what we call a nidme? So we'll say nidme. Let's just read it to you. See if I can pull it up quickly. Good. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could use the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is actually interesting because he includes other things in this. But for our purposes right now, we'll go ahead and we'll focus on Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You could use it by Pakua. Good. Ibaylo Ma'aliftos Benidme. Both say the case of Nidme is an interesting one. If you take actually Rashi doesn't define it, but if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, which is on the lower left hand side of the margin, so Nidme. It's about five lines up in the Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, Nidme, Hainu, She'aviv Ayel, V'imo Rachel, Ela Shedome Lebin Acher. So we'll say, this is actually an interesting case. So the mother and father are sheep, right? So all is good. But the offspring looks like a different species. Offspring, right? Some type of mutation. Offspring looks like a different species. Now we'll say, now, the way it works with Nidme is, it looks like a different species. It has some shared characteristics with its parents, but it looks just like a different species. So the Gemara says as follows, can such an animal ultimately be used for Pinyon Peter Chamor or not? So the Gemara goes weiter. So ma'u liftas benidme, alibad Rabbi Eliezer aloti boilachot. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no shayla. Why, Rabbos? Remember again, what did Rabbi Eliezer say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer was the one who permitted the use of kilayim, of crossbred animals, for the purpose of pidyon peter chamor. If he holds that you could use a crossbred animal, then what? You certainly can use a nidmeh. But remember again, the case of nidmeh is better than a crossbreed, right? Because crossbreed is crossbred. Nidmeh is both parents are sheep, right? Both parents are sheep. There's just some type of mutation in the offspring. So if Rabbi Eliezer allows you to use a crossbred animal, he certainly allows you to use a nidmeh. So kiti by the chabos, where does the shayla come up? Aliba de rabbanon. It comes up according to the rabbanon. Why? Bikilayim hudulo parkinon, benidne parkinon. Do we say the rabbanon don't allow you to use kilayim? But they do, because Rabbi Rosh said, because that's two different species. But they would allow you to use nidne, because the parents are both sheep. There's just something that went wrong in the offspring. O dilma loshna. Or maybe in the worldview of the rabbanon, what? In the worldview of the Rabbanon, kilayim and nidmeh are essentially the same. Any time that the offspring is not a complete sheep, right, at the end of the day, halacha lemaaseh cannot be used. So let's analyze this. Tashma, para sheyalda min eiz, if a cow gave birth to an offspring that looks like a goat. Ein podin, ultimately, again, you cannot use it for redemption. Ha rachel sheyalda min eiz, but if a sheep gave birth to something that looks like a goat, Podin, ultimately, I can be used for pigyon. So we'll say, whose opinion does this reflect? Money. Ilema Rabbi Eliezer. If you want to say it's Rabbi Eliezer, Habi Kelaim Nami Parkinon. We'll say Rabbi Eliezer is the easy sell. Because remember again, Rabbi Eliezer is allowing you to redeem with Kelaim Mamish. If you could redeem with Kelaim Mamish, so we'll say, I just want to point out, the case of Nidme is where you have both parents of the same species. There's some type of mutation in the offspring. The case of kilayim is we have interbreeding between species. The Gemara's assumption over here is Rabbi Eliezer, who allows you to use kilayim for pigyon peter chamor, would have absolutely no problem with what? No problem with nidmeh. Nidmeh is a quote-unquote better case because both parents are of the same species. Elav rabbanani. Rather, you must say it's the rabbanon. It must be that the rabbanon are saying that if you have a sheep that gives birth to something that looks like a goat, it can still be used for pidyon peter chamor. To which the Gemara says, which will also be the case of nidmeh, as to which the Gemara says, elav rabbanani, lo the olam Rabbi Elazar. So ultimately, again, in reality, the Gemara says, no, it's not true. It's in fact the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, actually. He gufa kamash malon, the parash yolda min eiz in podin. So ultimately, I will say the novelty over here is in the statement where Rabbi Eliezer says that if a cow gives birth to something that looks like a goat, it cannot be used for redemption. Why? Lo tema zil abasre didei v'hai eiz ma'al yuhu. Because ultimately what, Siyabo say, when Rabbi Eliezer allows you to use kilayim, so he allows you to use what? A goat and a sheep which mate together. He allows you to use that offspring. Why? Why? Because it's in the same family. Rabbi Eliezer will not allow you, if you have a cow that gives birth to something that looks like a goat, you cannot use that for pidyon peter chamor. Why not? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Lo tein lezila basrei didei v'hai eiz ma'al yuhu. See, you might have thought that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could use it. Why can you use it? Because it will say, maybe what we do is, don't look at the mother. Just look at what? Just look at what? Just look at the offspring. And what does the offspring, at least, what does it look like? How does it present? How does it present? It presents as a goat. It presents as a goat. Right? Lo tema zila basre didei, v'hai eiz ma'al yuhu. Zil, so the Gemara says, don't say that you should just go after the offspring, and therefore it's a bona fide goat. Ella zil basre imei, v'hai egohu. Rather, instead, you have to say that's what? You have to go after the mother, and therefore, again, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is an eagle, this is a calf. So we'll say, so now what we're saying over here is as follows. Remember, the Rabbanon don't allow the use of kilayim at all. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who allows the use of kilayim, is only when that kilayim is with the sheep and a goat. But at the end of the day, even if you have something that mamish, even if you have offspring that looks exactly like a sheep or a goat, like a sheep or a goat, but its mother is not a sheep or a goat, halach l'mais, even Rabbi Eliezer will agree you cannot use that animal for pidyon peter chamor. So remember again, we still have not answered our question. Our question, I will say, ultimately, again, is the nidme question, right? Where the mother and father are of the same species, right? They're both sheep, but they have offspring, ultimately, again, that resembles a different species. So that's the reverse case. Try to figure out what do you do with that. So Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Ezu Kilayim, what is the case of Kilayim? Rachel Sheyalda Min Ez V'Aviv Seh. If you ever will say the following case, you have a Rachel, a sheep, that gave birth to something that looks like a goat, and the father is a sheep. To which the Gemara says, Aviv Seh Kilayimu, why is that Kilayim? If the mother's a sheep, if the father's a sheep, you don't need to be a geneticist to know that. What? That's not Kilayim, right? That's not Kilayim, right? There might be some type of mutation in the offspring, but that's not Kilayim. To which the Gemara says, Nidmehu. But say, that's a case of Nidme, right? That's a case of Nidme. That's a case of where both parents are of the same species, but for some reason the offspring comes out looking a bit different. Ela Ezuhu. Domi lekilayim, dishavinu rabbanan ki kilayim. Rather, what we're asking over here is, what is the case that is like kilayim, that the rabbanan treated like kilayim, and therefore cannot be used for pidyon peter chamor? To which the Gemara says, Rachel sheyolda min eiz va'aviv seh. I will say, what's that case? That's the case, ultimately, again, of Rachel, that gave birth to something that looks like a goat, and the father is a sheep. Both parents are in the sheep family, but yet the offspring looks like what? Looks like a goat. So the Gemara said, therefore the Rabbanan are saying it's not usable. Not usable for what? Limai. Ile kodshim, if you want to say it's not usable for kodshim, mehecha dimemait kilayim, so the Gemara said, mehecha dimemait kilayim, mehasam memait nidma. So ultimately again, the Gemara says, from wherever it is, that we go ahead and we're mema'it kilayim, ultimately, again, for the use in kachim, we could also go ahead and exclude the use of nidme for kachim, disanya. Because also, here we go, we learned in the Braisa, shar o kasev. So also remember again, this pasuk is talking about the idea of shivas yamim, that you cannot use an animal for a carbon the first 7 days after it is born. Only miyom hashmini v'halo, only from the 8th day on can you offer it up as a karma. Now, what we're going to focus on over here is the lashon of the pasuk of shar o kesev o eiz. Now watch this. Shar o kesev, the Torah singles out a shar, an ox, or a kesev, or a sheep. Prat likilayim. Now, say this comes to exclude kilayim, right? You cannot use a mixed breed, right? O eiz, what does o eiz come to exclude? Prat linidme. You cannot use nidme. So we'll say, here we go. It's the same pasuk, right? The pasuk's telling me that I cannot use kilayim and I cannot use nidme. Remember again, so we'll say, just so we understand our terms. Kilayim, breeding of two separate species. Nidme, parents are the same species. This child resembles some different species. So Gemara says, you can't use these animals. Can't use these animals for what? Ile bechar. If you want to say you can't use it for a bechar, sa'ach bechar shar amrachmana. So we'll say, if you want to say that ultimately, again, it doesn't have, in this case, bechar means, if it doesn't have kiddushas bechar, if you want to say the animal doesn't have kiddushas bechar, ach bechar shar amrachmana. They'll say, when it comes to the halachos of bechar behima, the Torah says, ach bechar shar o bechar kesev o bechar eiz. Watch this. Ad shehe hu shar ubechor oshar. They both say, in order for a firstborn animal to have kedushas bechor, literally again, it has to be a shar, and the animal has to be a shar, and its mother has to be a shar. Which also means what? In order to have kedushas bechor, the offspring must be the exact same type of animal as its mother. Ella, so we'll say that I know. Ella, lemeiser. Rather, maybe you're going to say, it's for meiser behemoth. Maybe ultimately it's coming to exclude this type of animal from Eiser Behema. So tachos mikodshim gamar. So we'll say that I already know from Gzeir Shava of tachos of kodshim. Ela lepeter chamor. Rather, you must say what? It must be that it's coming to exclude this type of animal for use for pigyon peter chamor. And I will say, what do you see from here? You see from here that halach lamaisa, you are not only can you not use kilayim for pigyon peter chamor, but you can't what? You can't use nidme either. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, no, the olam lemaiser." not true. In reality, we're talking about from Meiser Behema. That such an animal ultimately, again, will not be subject to Meiser Behema. Ukegon, Shiyesh Bo Miktsas Simonim. And ultimately, again, what are we talking about? It's a case where it has some of the simonim of the mother. What does it mean about say? So, what would I have thought? Ha'avara ha'avara mi b'char gamar. I might have thought that I make a gzera shava of ha'avara ha'avara from b'char to teach me what. Rabbi say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Ha'avara ha'avara. Rashi says, k'siv ha'acha ya'avar tachas ha'shevet. It says, by Meister Behema, it shall pass under the staff. Uksiv bebechor v'ha'avarta petarechem. Ma bebechor ha'chayiv kida amron. V'mishwa miksa simanim chayiv. Af meisr nami lehavi chayiv. Just like by bechor. As long as the animal has some of the traits of the mother. It is chayiv in bechor behema. So too I would have thought as long as the animal has some of the traits of the mother. It is chayiv in meisr behema as well. To which the Gemara says, kamash malon tachas tachas mikadshim gamar. Therefore, I will say, what the pasuk says, tachas, tachas, from kodshim, that halacha l'maisa, if it does not look exactly like the mother, it will not be chayiv ultimately again, maisa behema. So, I will say, so halacha l'maisa, how do we answer our question? So, I will say, the halacha is, we paskin, that not only can you not use kilayim for pidyon peter chamor, you cannot use nidme either. Nidme and kilayim are treated the same way when it comes to pidyon peter chamor. So halacha lemaisa, again, not only can you not use the offspring of crossbreeding, but ultimately, again, even if you have a case where both parents are of the same species, but the offspring resembles a different species, that animal cannot be used for pidyon peter chamor either. So we'll say, so again, you'll keep your running tally. You can't use you have everything in the Mishnah. In addition to that, you can't use ben pakua, and now number two, you can't use nidna. Good. Weiter. Ibailo. Ma litos psulam ugdashin. Well, so listen to this interesting case. Can you go ahead and redeem a pidyon peter chamor with psuli hamokdashin? They both say, psuli hamokdashin means an animal that was set aside for a karban, but then developed some type of mum, or some type of disqualification. You then redeem it. Once you redeem it, it goes out to chulin. So the shayla is, can I use that animal for pidyon peter chamor? It's a good shayla. Good. So let's see. Malu psuli hamokdashin. Salibu d'Rabbi Shimon lo tibay l'cha. So what's according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not a shayla. Why? Kevan damar muter ba'ana chulinu. I also remember again, this is not a problem. Now this is actually very interesting. This is actually very interesting Gemara. Remember again, I will say, we keep going back to Rabbi Shimon and Bihuda. That's the machlokes of whether or not you're permitted to get hana'ah from the donkey, but from the firstborn donkey before you redeem it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the pidyon peter chamor is mutter ba'na'ah, he would hold there is no problem, therefore it's chulin, therefore it's no problem to go ahead and redeem it with what? With psuli hamokdashin. Kiti baylacha, where does the issue come up? Kiti baylacha, alibud Rabbi Yehuda dama aser b'ana. We'll say the problem comes according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? He holds aser b'ana. My, so can you use psuli hamokdashin to redeem the pidyon peter chamor? What's the shayla? Kevan aser b'ana. Since ultimately, again, the pidyon peter chamor is aser b'ana, ein iser chal al iser. Supposed to listen to this. So this is amazing. So I will say, the psuli hamokdashin has isurin on it, right? There are certain limitations in its use. So I will say, so this is actually very interesting. So do we say, since the chamor is also asr ba'ana, so therefore I will say, when you redeem the chamor with the seh, so the status of the chamor goes on to the seh. If that's the case, maybe we say, ein isr chal al isr. The seh, in this case, already has an isr. What's the isr that's upon Rabbi Ozai? What's the isr? Psuli hamokdashin. If you hold ein isr chalal isr, then what? Maybe the isr ultimately again of pidyon peter chamor cannot devolve upon it. Ol dilma kevon de lo tafis pidyono afkui isura ba'amu. So we'll say, or on the other hand, when we say what? We'll say, it's not, you see, normally, in the way it works in normal cases of redemption, is when you redeem something that is sanctified. So what happens? The sanctity of the item transfers onto the item that is being used for redemption. Rebbe said the simplest example of this. I go to the Beis HaMikdash and I redeem something, right? I want to redeem a piece of wood from the Beis. So what do I do? I give money to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens? the sanctity of the beam of wood devolves upon the funds, and the wood becomes deconsecrated. But the consecration has to go somewhere. What the Gemara is asking over here is as follows, and this is really amazing. When you redeem a pidyon petach hamor, this is really only according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that a pidyon petach hamor is asr ba'anah. If you hold that animal is asr ba'anah, which means it has a kedusha, when you redeem that animal, what happens to that kedusha? Does that kedusha transfer onto something else, and therefore that other item becomes kadosh? Or does the kedusha simply just evaporate? This will be unique. It just goes away. If you hold that it transfers, then I may not be able to use an animal that is psuli hamukdashin, because then in iser chalal iser. But if you hold that it just evaporates, maybe piyon petach hamor is the exception to the kedusha rule. And here will be a case where kedusha just goes away. If that's the case, then you could even use psuli hamukdashin. It's pretty amazing, I must say. So Rav Mari Brei Rav Kana, marzuch mi zuter. So Rav Mari Brei Rav Kana, mi zuter maidich sibuhu. Is it a little thing, that which it says in the pasuk, kitzvi v'cha ayal? Rabbi will say that it compares it ultimately again to the tzvi and the ayal. So matzvi v'ayal ein podin. Will say just like a tzvi and an ayal cannot be used for redemption purposes. In Rashi says siva ayal ksiv bepsuli hamukdashin dechsiv rak b'chalavas nafshecha or b'ksul hamukdashin medaber. So the Gemara says matzvi v'ayal ein podin a psuli hamukdashin ein podin. You cannot use psuli hamukdashin ultimately again for pidyon. Hashta the asis lahachi. Well, if that's the case, so the Gemara says, Amud Beis, the Rabbi Shimon Nami Tzvi Va'ayal Ksivhu. Well, see, even according to Rabbi Shimon, ultimately, again, you could use this drush of Tzvi and Ayal to teach me that what? That Halacha Lamaisa, I cannot redeem Pidyon Petach Hamar with Psuli Hamukdashin. Good. Vaiter Ibailu. Was another interesting case. Can I go ahead and redeem pidyon petach hamor, ultimately again with an animal purchased with Shemitah money? So we'll say, so now watch this. I sell produce of Shemitah, I have money, right? Which I'm not allowed to do, right? I now go ahead and use that money to purchase an animal. So that animal obviously has some level of Isra attached to it. So the Gemara says, Ma liftos behemas shvias. So we'll say, certainly again, to go ahead and if I have a peter chamor vaday, we'll say, so if I have a case, ultimately where what? Where I know for sure that I have a firstborn donkey, I certainly cannot use an animal purchased with Shemitah money to redeem that animal. Why? Because la'achila amrachmana velo l'schora. Because ultimately, you're going to say, the Torah said that what? That halacha lamaisa shmita produce can only be used for what? For consumption purposes and what? And not for commercial purposes. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Vaday loti baylecha petach hamar vaday loti baylecha kevad de bayle meisif piyon lekoin lo parakle de la achla amrachmana velo de schora v'nimsa zeh kona chamar bepero shviyeshen roi lachila. So listen to this. Say if we're talking about piyon petach hamar vaday, I can't use a sheep that was purchased ultimately with Shemitah funds. Why not? Because I will say that essentially I'm using the sheep for commercial purposes, which essentially, because for redemption purposes, is commercial purposes. And therefore what? It turns out that I'm using Shemitah money for non-consumption commercial purposes. And what's according to Rabbi Shimon is certainly not a shayla. Why? The less lay suffix. Because in Rabbi Shimon's model, ultimately, again, there's no suffix anyway. Why? Rashi says over here, look at Rashi. Because remember again, in Rabbi Shimon, all of these cases are a lot simpler because he holds that the petach hamor is mutter ba'ano. Kiti ba'ilucha, alibid Rabbi Yehuda. But say, where does the shayla come up? According to Rabbi Yehuda. So I'll say, what can I use a sheep which was purchased with Shemitah funds or not? Kevan the mafrish tala. So we'll say since I'm going to go ahead and what? Separate out this sheep. And ultimately again the sheep will be usable. Right? Do I call that la'achla? Do I say that is a proper consumption use of Shemitah funds? O Dilma Kevan de Kamadala Mafka Isure Lo Mishtari Kischora. Or do I say ultimately again, that I will say what? As long as the Petach Hamar has not left its Isser status, then ultimately it is not permitted. Why? Because kischora dami, it's still considered to be transactional. It's still considered to be as if what? As if I'm performing some type of transaction with an animal purchased with Shemitah funds. So Tashma, Da'amar Abchista, Behemas Shviyas, Ein Poldin Ba'es HaVadai, Aval Poldin Ba'es HaSafeg. So we'll say, so here we go, pretty straightforward. Abchista said, when it comes to an animal purchased with Shemitah funds, you cannot redeem a definitive Petach Hamar, but you can redeem a Safek Petach Hamar. We'll say, remember again, what's the distinction? Because you saw in the Mishnah a few days ago. What do you do if you have a Safek Petach Hamar? I will say, what do? You separate out the sheep. What do you do with the sheep? You keep it. So because you keep it and you get to use it, therefore what? Therefore halacha lemaisa is considered to be for your own consumption use, and therefore halacha lemaisa it will be permitted. Good. So I'll say, so again, that's number four on the list so far. No psuli hamukdashin. So that it can't be used for redemption purposes. We also, when it comes to an animal purchase with maos, with money of shviyas, for vadai petach hamor, you can't use it. Safek petach hamor, you can use it. Ben pakua can be used. What was the other case we had? Ben pakua. Nidme cannot be used. Good, you'll keep the running tally. A lot of halacha today. V'amar avchista, behema shviyas patur min habechor. We'll say, interesting case. If you have an animal purchased with shmita money, it is potter ultimately again from bechora status. V'chayeves b'matanos. This is actually very interesting. But you are chayiv in kohanic gifts. The zroa, the lechayayim, and the keva. Right back to our chulin days. So we'll say, so again, very important halacha over here. This is an animal that is purchased with shmita money. So the halacha is, it is potter from kedushas bechor. Doesn't have status of bechor, but chayiv matanos. Why? It is pater ultimately again from the din of Bukhar. Why? Because ultimately, going to both say, because the Torah says that anything that is purchased, anything that has to do with Shemitah, is only for consumption purposes, not for Sreifa. Sreifa, both saying, this comes to being offered up on the Mizbeach. You're obligated to go in and give the Kohanic portions. Why? Both saying, makes a lot of sense. What does the Kohen do with his portions? What does he do? What does he do? He eats them. Therefore, again, that is a proper usage of shviyas behema. Meisve, I'll raise a kasha on that. Ha'ulcha mi'isas shviyas. Bosa, if you have a dough that is made from shmita produce, ad shelo hor machalosa chayiv misa. Ultimately, again, until you go in and separate out the chala, ultimately, again, you'll be chayiv misa. Rashi says, not yet, actually. So the Gemara says, va'amai, why is that? If that challah were to become tamei, it would have to be burned on the mizbeach, and therefore again, the achla amarachmana below the sreifa. And the Torah says that when it comes to shmita produce, you're only allowed to eat it; it's not fit to be burned. Shani hacha dechsiv ledoros seichem. We both say it's different by challah. Why? Because by challah, Torah used lashon of ledoros seichem for all generations. And what are other not from ledoros seichem? Rashi says ksiv bechallah. Mashma afilu b'shvius. The Rabbi said the din of challah applies even to what? Even to shmita produce. Very interesting. The Dor HaSeichem ultimately means that what? That Allah HaLamaisa, it applies to all produce, even shmita produce. Tanya Namihachi, we have a brisa which supports this. Minayin lo'ochel misa shvius, achlo mechalal shechai misa. How do I know that even if I have a dough made of shmita produce? This is amazing. A dough made of shmita produce. And the challah was not separated. That I will be chayiv misa for eating a dough where challah has not been separated. Shneimar l'doros seichem. I v'ligmar mina. So why don't I learn out from this? Bosei l'kirashi v'ligmar mina. T'lor mina l'achla v'lo l'sreifa. V'tischaye behema shvies v'chora. Bosei, so why don't I learn out from here? That even an animal purchased with shvies money should be subject to b'chora, to which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Hasam ikar l'achila. Hacha ikar l'sreifa. I will say, when it comes to challah, the ikar use of challah is how? With consumption. Masha'inkin by bechor, the ikar use of bechor is in a karbanic capacity for sreifa. Therefore, again, I will say, halacha l'maisa, important piece of halacha l'maisa, an animal purchased with shviyas funds is not subject to the halachos of bechorah, yet dough which is made from Shemitah produce is subject to the halachos of challah. Beautiful. Remember again, last part of the Mishnah said that if you go ahead and you give the donkey to a kohen, what's the halacha? Eina kohen rashay lekaimo. The kohen ultimately, again, is not permitted to hold on to the donkey. Ach yafish se tachtov. Until you go ahead and you see the kohen actively set aside a set. But also remember again, even though the kohen gets the donkey itself is not really usable until it's substituted with a set. So the Mishnah seems to be telling me that I'm not allowed to give, I can't just give over the donkey to the kohen. Rather what? I have to go ahead and watch him go ahead and separate out a set. Says the Gemara, watch this, is amazing. So Tanina, first wide line, you'd base him a base. If he saw a firstborn donkey in his house, and the kohen says, why don't you just hand that over to me? I'll take care of everything. Don't worry about it. You cannot just give the firstborn donkey to the kohen, unless you see the kohen redeem it in right in front of you. This is amazing. The Kohanim are nechshad. Kohanim are suspect not to properly redeem the donkey. The Rabbosai, now listen to this, this is amazing. Pshita. Okay, I mean, that's obvious from what we're saying, or it's obvious that where they're suspect, what's the issue? Ma'u detema, hani really hecha demachstiklon, demakiri. Aval bestamalo. So the Rabbosai, I might have thought, when do I have to suspect that the coin is not going to do the right thing? Only when I've seen him not do the right thing before. But stomach kohen has a cheskes kashrus, kamashrul will say, no kohanim are trusted in this matter. Why? Demora bahetera. Because we'll say, ultimately, again, kohanim, and this is very interesting, because kohanim would normally have the highest level of credibility within the ranks of Klal Yisrael. When it comes to pidyon petach hamar, have zero credibility to actually redeem the donkey. Why not? Because they are mora heter. They justify non-redemption. What's the justification? Look, Rashi is amazing. Demod de Be'atera, Kasavar, Kevin de says, Sheyafrish, Tachtov, Yehei Shali, Lamli Lefdoso. So I'll say, so the coin says like this. The coin says, pretty much, it's mine either way. Right? The donkey's mine. Right? This set is mine. So what's the big deal? Right? The set that I'm going to separate out anyway is mine. See what I'll say, right? You hear the distinction over this. So the coin says, the set is going to be mine anyway. So what does it matter? Meaning it's all mine regardless. Because it's all mine regardless, I need not be concerned with the redemption. Therefore, what Rabbi say, and apparently this was real enough. Rabbi say, this is not just like, when you see the Gemara says something like this, what this means is, Chazal saw this. Therefore, the halacha is, you cannot just hand over the donkey to the Yisrael, either redeem it yourself, or what? Or halacha l'maisa, go ahead and you have to watch the coin himself redeem it as well. Incredible. Well, so let's just do the Mishnah. Hamafish pidyopetach amarumeis. Now the interesting is, well, so now the truth is, some of these halachos we already saw in yesterday's daf. So a person goes ahead and separates out a pidyon petach amar, and it died, right? Meaning, I will say, I separated the sheep to redeem the donkey, and now the sheep died. What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayiv Achriyuso, Kichami Shlam Shalben. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm Chayiv to go ahead and provide a replacement, like the five slum of Pidyon Aben. Same if I was redeeming my firstborn child and the money got lost, I have to go ahead and come up with more money. So if ultimately the sheep dies, before I get it to the coin, ultimately I have to go ahead and replace it as well. Chacham the Chum say no, Ein Chayiven Bachriyuso Kipinyon Meiser Sheni. Chum say no, if the sheep dies, I am not obligated to replace it. Same way that Rabbi say, if I redeem my Meiser Sheni with money, and that money gets lost, I am not obligated to replace the Meiser Sheni. Heyed Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Tzadok HaPidyon Petach Hamor Shemes, She'en Kan L'Koin Klom. Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Tzadok testified that ultimately, again, if I separated the sheep and redeemed my donkey on the sheep, and then the sheep dies, I have no obligation to the coin at all. Meis Petach Hamor. If the Petach Hamor dies, we'll say, this is actually if the actual donkey dies, right? If the donkey dies prior to any type of redemption, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikaver Umuter Bahana Aso Shaltala. So Rabbi Eliezer says the donkey is buried, and the sheep that was going to be separated, is Muter Bahana. V'cham l'cham say ein tzarch l'kaver. Chacham say you don't have to bury the donkey. V'tala l'kohen. And the sheep ultimately, again, is given to the kohen. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem at the Gemara tomorrow. Shkoyach. Welcome back.